Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning, this is Word of Eternal Life from Parkland, Florida. Again, thank you for listening this message. This message, I am reading from Gospel of Matthew chapter 10, verse 23, continuation of last message. The verse says, Matthew 10:23. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. I'll tell you the truth. You will not finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Jesus mentioning about his return to the earth on Mount Olive, as it states in Book of Zechariah chapter 14, in order to rescue the remnant of Israel. That's the time he is mentioning here. Now, the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, Jesus sent his disciples in chapter 10. We start reading from the beginning. He sent them to go out and preach the gospel, good message of gospel. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Now, this is the pure gospel, that foundational gospel that has been advised and taught by Jesus Christ to his disciples. And God bless those who do that kind of gospel, because it is the matter of transformation of people and humanity to come to Jesus Christ. So it says, when you are persecuted in one place. So we spoke about a little bit of persecution is presently going on in the world today from the first century onwards. And in this last century, more people got killed than the whole entire more than 2024 years. That is according to the World Vision account. It was spoken in the Christian Radio 89.3 few years back. So it is going to be a time of persecution. And what Jesus told his disciples was, but you flee to one country or one place from one city to another if where there is persecution. And then verse 24, Jesus said that a student is not above his teacher or his master. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So Jesus Christ is the teacher. He is the master, and he told the disciples, you only have one master, that is me. I am your master. And you have one father, that is God the Father in heaven. And today, so many people take that credit that they are a representative of God in the earth. And there is one church, at least, that claim that they are the representative of God in the earth. But we are, in a way, representatives, as we are ambassadors of Christ. Ambassadors, what do is, Jesus, Apostle Paul taught that ambassadors speak about or stand for the country they represent. That our country is not here, our country is in heaven. Presently, we live in any country, United States or any other nations, you have a citizenship, but your citizenship is from heaven. Your eternal citizenship comes from heaven. You will go to heaven, because when Christ returned into the mid-air, as it states in the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17, and in 1 Corinthians 15, the rapture takes place. The Christ will come and he will save his people before the great and horrible time the earth will ever see. It will be called the tribulation. The tribulation is a period of time that the world will go through tormentation or punishment, described in the book of Revelation chapter 16 to 18 to the beginning of 19. Then in verse 19, in the chapter 19 of Revelation, from verse 11 to 20, you'll see the battle of Armageddon, when Christ Jesus is coming on a white horse from heaven with the hosts of heaven, that is the angelic hosts, thousands upon thousands of angels, and the saints of God who went up to heaven with Christ, all of them will come down in and on the Mount Olive. That's where Jesus put his step of feet on. And it is also prophesied by Jude, the brother of Christ, the half-brother of Christ, Jude, in his one single chapter epistle, he wrote about the return of Jesus Christ to thousands upon thousands of saints and the angels. That the purpose of their return is to fight the enemy, Satan, and his hosts, and the Satan working through Antichrist. So the directly who will see, you will see who Satan's representative is, Antichrist, and his second in command is the false prophet, and the third in command is the spirit of Satan or Lucifer. So that will happen when Christ will return. Now, before that, the preaching of the gospel, it will be continuing. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher. I mean, and the servant is like a master. See, well, Jesus saying a reason why he's speaking like that, because when Jesus was casting out demons, the Pharisees and scribes at the time Jesus preaching and prophesying and casting out demons, they told him he is not from God. In order to prove the people, tell the people that Jesus is not from God, they told him, then why does he cast out the demons? They said, it is Beelzebub who does it. Beelzebub is the fly god, who is the master of the flies. The Philistines worshipped Beelzebub, the fly god, so that the fly god will help Jesus to, he's helping him. No, Jesus told them, if a Satan who himself is divided, which means if you cast out demons, because demons are all against God, demons are all type of Beelzebub's family, Satan's agents are demons, and these demon Beelzebub, if you cast him out, you basically are, with the help of Beelzebub, you are casting out Satan itself. So how could that can be done? So Jesus said that make no sense to anybody. So there is this kind of false accusations in order to prove that Jesus was not God, in order to prove that he is not the Son of God, which he was, and he claimed, and he proved it by his ministry. So Christ Jesus said, if someone cast out you saying you are from devil, that means you are like your master, because your master has been cast out that way. They cast out Jesus saying the same thing. So today, if you are the true gospels, true gospel preacher, you may get to face those kind of things from the very contemporary or certain type of Christians who claim themselves that they themselves are sitting near God. You know, in the time of Jesus, they said they are sitting, the Pharisees and scribes, sitting at the throne of Moses. Now, today, people like that, they are all there also, right? They are sitting near God's throne, they claim. But does make that you need to see their work. So verse 26, Matthew chapter 10. So do not be afraid of them. See, do not be afraid of them, those who persecute you. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roof. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. See, anything people do in secret, it will be disclosed, because God's presence, the Holy Spirit of God, will go through a person's complete essence of that person, and it will be disclosed. If it is not disclosed today, it will be disclosed before the throne of God. When God judges people, every one of your mistakes, every one of your sins will be disclosed. But I'll tell you, in the dark, speak in the daylight. So proclaim for off the rooftop, do not be afraid for those who kill you. So those days, Jesus warned them, you may get killed for preaching the true gospels. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. See, those days they were able to buy two sparrows with one penny, and yet even if one of them fall to the ground, your Heavenly Father will know it. That means no matter what happens, every little tiny weeny things in the earth or in the universe is known to the God, known to the Father, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Even the hairs we have that has been numbered, that God knows its number. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. See, if a sparrow God count, if something happened to a sparrow that is counted by God, how important are you? How important are his children? How important are humanity who are created in his image and likeness? Jesus saying, you are more important than anything in the whole world. One time Jesus said that your soul is more pricely, more highly valuable than the price of the whole world. So the soul God created in us, each of us have this soul, our spirit is eternal and it's valuable before God. God counts every single human being as equal and they all need to be in his children. See, God loves us. His love is not just a words, but it's an action. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, in order to recover us from the dominion and power of Satan. Satan ruled us. Satan still ruling over people. Satan still ruling over if you are doing wrong things. What are wrong things? Anything your conscience is telling you don't do it, and you do that, that is wrong. So the word God's command or principle of doing good and bad is written in our conscience. Each human being has a conscience. Animals do not have a conscience, and they do not have a spirit, all right? So you will have, we have that godly ability. Rather than afraid of one who can destroy both soul and body and in hell. They can only destroy your body, but they cannot destroy your soul, which Jesus mentioned here, the soul here as the eternal part of you, who is you, yourself, your person. In other times, it was used as your spirit. Spirit and soul basically are interchangeably used, but in a trichotomy, man has body, soul, and spirit. There are some theologians that are trichotomists and others are dichotomists. Some interpret the soul as same as the spirit, and others say yes, soul and spirit are together, but one is soul is your life and the spirit is your inner man. And the soul and spirit, regardless, stay together. So they use it interchangeably. Even Apostle Paul has used it. Instead of sometimes you speak about your soul, about your spirit, you actually say your soul, which is basically together. They are two, so don't be afraid. If you are worth more than many sparrows, no matter what happens to you. See, God knows it. So what is the purpose that you should know that God knows it? Is that your trust and faith in God. that nothing can happen to you other than without the Father's knowledge. The God Jesus gives confidence in God, in His Father, that He is also our Father, that one need to accept that. One need to accept the Heavenly Father is our Father. See, there are times that human beings, there are men who run away and women, and they deny their Father and earthly Father and their fatherhood. But the same way, people deny the Father in heaven, the Father who gave you life, the Father who created your soul and your body, and inside of the mother's womb, God has approved that creation. That then He sent that person a soul or a spirit in them. So He owns you, Father God. God owns us. We don't own ourselves. We are not like mystical things wandering in the earth. We are appointed to be here. God knows our beginning, our end, our every activities are known to God. So now continue in verse 32. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. See, a person, if somebody have to make a statement like that, that person has to be very true, very true about what his position before the Father. Jesus is talking about Father in heaven and Father God and himself and angels in heaven and all those things. You can't simply lie about it. There's no way that someone can stand up and say, hey, I am from heaven and my Father in heaven and I am here to do His will and I am from heaven and what happens in heaven, that Jesus is the only one who knows that what happens in heaven. The angelic hosts know what is happening, you know, but they don't know the heart of God, but they see what God does. So Jesus definitely is the Son of God. Whoever acknowledges me before men. See, why do we acknowledge Jesus? We need to acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ. Christ means Messiah. That's an English translation. See, Messiah or Mashiach in Hebrew, that is the deliverer, the Savior in another word. So Messiah will come and save us, the hope of Israel, the hope of even Samaritans. You know, the Samaritan lady told Jesus in Gospel of John chapter 4, verse 23-24, you know, when you read from the conversation, from the beginning of that, of Jesus' conversation with the Samaritan lady at the well, where she came to draw the water, and Jesus went to meet with a Samaritan lady that, like we read before here, Jesus knew the Samaritan woman was going to come there. He needed to have an encounter with Samaritans. They were rejected by Jews because of their mixed race. They are mixed race with a low-level Jewish people in Israel. They were left after they are exported to Assyrian countries in the eastern part of Israel, and then they brought in the people from the other nations and established them in Israel, where Samaria was their capital. So then there was this mixed generation from this both people. And Israelites, the pure Jewish Israelites, they did not like them. There was no communication between them. But Jesus was seeking and finding all people who wandered away from God, the people who left, you know, detached from God. So even the Samaritan woman in her conversation said that the salvation comes from the Jews. If the salvation come when Messiah comes, He will straighten up everything. So even today, this is the faith of the Orthodox Jews in Israel and all over the world, that they believe when Messiah comes, He will straighten up everything. The world will be in order. They will rule him. He will be the greatest king ever known. He will be the son of David. And he will be the only one who will make everything straight. So here, Messiah speaking, Christ, Jesus, was speaking, but they could not acknowledge him as Christ. They did not acknowledge Jesus Christ, Jesus as the Christ or the Messiah. The biggest sin the Jews committed was the unbelief, because it was told to them that how Messiah will come, how will he take his birth, what are the prophecies going to be fulfilled in Messiah. I have been speaking about many of the prophecies fulfilled in up to this point, up to chapter 10, there were several prophecies fulfilled. If you read the gospel listed, it is listed there, especially in the gospel of Matthew, that Matthew is a Jewish man who was a tax collector, but he turned away from tax collecting and followed Jesus when he called him. And that Matthew, who was a pure Jewish man, he wanted to address the Jewish people, just to let them know, yes, that Messiah you are expecting is here. He is the one. This is Jesus of Nazareth. He is the Messiah. So he brought out all the prophetical scriptures about the Messiah, and he put them out into his writing of this gospel. It's throughout Matthew's gospel, beginning to the end, he mentions every single prophecy concerning the Messiah, which is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. See, this is what you need to look for. When you look for something, what is fulfilled in who? Who fulfilled the messianic prophecies? So in those messianic prophecies, see, there is a wonderful big textbook written by a few men, including Dr. Michael Rydelnik in Moody radio station, one of the professors, and there were like about a whole bunch of them, about 15, 16 or 18 of them, wrote this book called The Messianic Prophecy. They described all the prophecies in the book. Is called The Moody Handbook of Messianic Prophecy. If anybody like to buy an order from Amazon.com, you can buy that and you can read all the prophecies from Old Testament is fulfilled in him. And there's another book I have published myself. My name is Dr. Chaco Varghese. I have this book published. It's available in Amazon.com. It says the Christ of the Scriptures. See, in my terminology, I never seen Dr. Michael Rydelnik book before that until I purchased them sometime recently. But I had wrote this my book, some 229 or some pages. It's called The Christ of the Scriptures. It's available in Amazon.com, and I have given some historical proof as a single-handed writing, not anybody else added into it, as all the references and a lot of materials, research materials, historical materials, biblical materials, Old Testament Torah materials, and some of information even from the Hindu Vedas and even in Islamic Quran, where they were calling to the people of their religion early time that a Savior will come. A Savior will come. It was told throughout the human generation. It was not only just Jewish generation. It's been told to every generation from the ancient of time. Remember, the three kings of the East came to see the birth of Jesus. So that telling you, this was disclosed to throughout the ancient Middle Eastern countries, that there will be a king of the Jews will come. A Messiah will come. Now, it could be also by the 10 tribes of Israel who were taken away from Assyrians, and they were thrown out in many, many part of the eastern countries of the Middle Eastern countries, all the way to India, and they were all over the eastern countries at the time. Then we didn't have the European nations were not basically was not very populated, and some of our countries were invented after that. So, and we know because of them also, this message was spread out in the world. You see, even the Jewish nation, the 10 tribes were taken away in the Israel Northern Kingdom was taken away by Assyrian emperors until 721, 722, they were all being taken out of their nation, exported to many other countries. Now, what happens? Some of those Jewish people who went over those nations, they were good believers of God, but majority was not. But many of them, there was a remnant of good believing God, believing Jews in there also. Because the Bible says that in every generation there was a remnant God saved. So through them, they must have been praising God and worshiping in those countries where they were settled. And they, through them also, the world came to know that there will be a Messiah or a King of the Jews will come. And when he came, they did not recognize him, the ones who lived in Judea, right? The Northern Kingdom became Samaritans, a mixed generation of people. But the Southern Kingdom, Judah, where Jesus came through the King of David's tribe, even when he was born in the family of David, who lived in Bethlehem of Ephrathah, they still did not recognize, even after King Herod invented that that is where his birth is going to be. It's written in the book of Micah chapter 5 verse 2. And all those prophecies in his ministry and his was all written, and people still did not recognize him. And when acknowledge me before, so you acknowledge Jesus Christ. That's the point of topic I'm trying to tell here. You don't acknowledge Jesus Christ, you are not going to be in heaven. You will not be received by God. God sent his son. He sent his son, his ultimate sacrifice he did in order for the salvation of humanity, that God care about every little creatures. He care about sparrows. He care about every little things. But whoever disowns me before men, right, I will disown them before my Father in heaven. See, when Jesus was walking around in the earth and preaching in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, everywhere, people did not consider him as the Son of God. But there were some people, some lepers called him Son of God, Son of David. You know, there were a few who got saved, but not all of them. But today you can get saved by believing in Jesus Christ. You can be with him in heaven in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. If you like to listen to the scripture, the word of God, and obey his commandment, follow Jesus, all you have to do is pray, God, forgive my sins. I accept Christ Jesus as my Savior. I believe he is the Son of God. He came and died, lived and died and crucified on the cross, resurrected on the third day and living in heaven for me. And I'm waiting. He will be returning to receive us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.